salvation. The heroes and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior,
yeah,
he has moved the mountain.
Our God is mighty to save.
Yeah,
he is mighty to save.
For
heaven, author of salvation,
heroes
and conquered.
Jesus
conquered the grave.
Savior,
he has moved the mountain.
Our God
is mighty to save.
He is mighty to save.
Forever,
author
of salvation.
Heroes
and conquered the grave.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ola tika pola zika tola stege pile to the day. Rake kaka 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 la katele boze pola stege pile boze te de de. Forever.
Of salvation,
heroes and conquered the grave.
Jesus conquered the grave.
He saved us very well, brethren.
Oh, Savior,
he has moved the mountain.
My God
is mighty to save.
He is mighty to save.
Yeah.
Forever.
Salvation,
heroes and conquered the grave.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Have your seat. Don't worry, I'll be done soon. Not that much. Every time we're always on three topics in Edifying Assembly. We're always on three topics. So, I think this Wednesday we should do the last part of stopping demonic activities. We should do the last part of this Wednesday. So try and be there. And please don't forget, if you cannot be there, distance walk with close at six. I don't make it down to work. I am doing you a favor. Without collecting the money from you. What is the favor? Live stream. I'm not sponsoring it. I am not doing it for anybody. Like, I'm not sponsoring around Abuja. It's just for you. So log into Facebook, find my name. Most of the time, or maybe I define assembly page. If you don't see it on my page, unless you don't have better money for subscription. So once the two are there, you will find this there. We will be live, clear. Like clear as you can afford. Anything clearer than that. I don't have Milky Way money yet. So please try and be there and just listen. You know, excuse for you to say, what do we study on Wednesday? You don't know. Yeah, I've done my best. What should I should give you data too. So that you give you food. Abi? You know, say grace, everything is free. Free what? Free download, free message, free food, free data. I'm MTN. Find money, download messages. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this series will be replacing it. I call it, Can the Bible Be Wrong? Can the Bible be wrong? Part one of. Maybe the AC is colder, so we can say do another one. If there is no, that's why it's good to have AC. AC is for you to learn double. It's not for you to just let's clap. No, it's for you to learn double. Abina, that's why you'll be looking for AC bus. You want to go to Papa and say AC bus. But if it's just you're going to Google there, any car, you enter. So if you are going to stretch, AC. Hallelujah. In fact, you can stay to six. AC. All we can just do is just tell Gillette, go out, buy us some drinks, take a cold. It's not, those things are not anti-biblical. It's when the sermon is 30 minutes, and inside the 30 minutes, they are taking coffee at the back. That is the one that is, and then why are you taking coffee, 30 minutes station? You must even choose God, 30 minutes, what is that? You can just dash the bar, just take some coffee, and you'll be back shortly. 30 minutes. You know, that's that man of God. God is good. Me and my wife, and we are going here on the road. Man, I will just give you a story before the summer. The fine man grace. Not just a prince, don't get me. It's a prince, it's a man of God. God is a man of the people. It's not, I didn't hate him. It's just his word. You don't teach your experience, for we teach not ourselves. Simple. He's not me. He's not, if my father come here tomorrow and say, Daddy, sit down. That's not the word. It's, the word is just the word. Simple. It's beyond my father, my grandfather, my pope, my great grandfather. Is beyond all of us. This thing, when all of us are gone, this thing will still be there. So it is the interpretation that we put on the ground today that we exist. Somebody put out the ignorance that is in capital tomorrow, and they are still suffering this. So therefore, unbelief will send how many men to hell?
One.
But false doctrine will send?
Millions.
Do you write millions?
Many.
Millions or generations or many?
Many.
Go and look for the exact word that you use. What do you say? Hallelujah. Sorry. Amen. So unbelief is terrible, okay? It's terrible. We don't allow it. So can the Bible be wrong? Now, let me start this way. The word Bible is not, are you ready? This teaching. Now, the word Bible is not funny, the Bible. The word Bible simply means a collection of books. Collection of books. So that word in itself is not sacred. E.g., we can, in secondary school, we have like PN or KK, as we can call that your Bible for physics. What is the Bible for chemistry? Who knows? Ababio. What is Bible for biology? Biology. Oh, Sinai Council. Who is the oppressor of mathematics? New General Mass. Somebody posted on Facebook, on Twitter, that what is the most boring book you read? New General Mathematics. And somebody wrote, said, five men put their head together to write this book, and you want one head. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's something that he taught me to tomorrow. I don't understand. When you get to a teacher, if you're hearing something, they teach you thermodynamics. Thermo. What is this? Some of you, your issue is geography. So, but despite this, now we may not understand the depth. But if Ababio, if you can meet Mr. Ababio today, I don't know if he's in heaven or I wish he's in heaven. If you can meet Mr. Ababio today, tomorrow, and he's telling you about the molecular structure of things, will you argue with him? No. Why? He is Bible in this place. He's his authority. Therefore, the Bible too, his book is authority. The Bible too is authority in something. Are you with me? The Bible is authoritative in something. No, I posted something on Facebook over the weekend. I said, if I have a church inside Aso Rock, what will they do? They will still read, they will pray, they will fast, spiritual building, they will learn Jesus.
Somebody now came and said, they will learn.
He said, I will teach them Jesus, I will not teach them religious building. Only, yeah? A thief. I think I'm a professional, like, you have to go there with you. You have to go there. He said, they will learn the word too. Somebody will teach them religious building. They don't understand. The Nigeria is, how many percent of nature in the world? Sorry, even if you are talking about advanced, you are not even nowhere. But that gospel, enter White House, you don't have to edit your message. Just give the laptop. Hallelujah. Same thing on Destiny Genesis. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will say, Barack, who's here? Is it Mr. Trump? Sit down. No point. I don't have to edit. When I'm done, when I'm talking, you can't talk. You can't say, you can go and tweet your Twitter. But as I'm talking, you keep quiet. Hallelujah. Say Bible. So you don't edit. There's no point. I don't say, I just see one senator here. The cringe of the society around. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just pray under our breaths. You don't have to pray in tongues, just tell God what you need. Lord answers you.
Amen.
Know some people, they will just be intimidated. How will they not offend this man now?
Yes, Lord wants us to. When the righteous rule, people rejoice. Thank God we have the righteous in power right now. And Nigeria is rejoicing. Don't turn my church into. Say the righteous rule. Therefore, the righteous is ruling right now.
But that scripture, let me just say something small about it. The righteous there cannot be talking about righteousness by faith. If somebody like me becomes president of Nigeria, don't know. I'm not saying I will embezzle, but there may be. Meetings, international conference, I also go and attend to not to bring investors that I will not do. I'll be here with you, fasting and praying. I will be missing appointments. I'll be missing the... So the righteous there is not talking about the right, he's talking about when a man that just has good ass is fooling, simple. He's not saying Bible righteousness. PG, think about it now. All the nations you are running to, Dubai, the king of Dubai, Qatar, are they righteous by faith? Why are you going there to spend your honeymoon? Say that, bro. Am I speaking your heart? See, they don't want to go to Dubai. It's joyful. We have to be fast. Hallelujah. So it's not about. It's nothing about Christ. You can have the best nation, UK. There are states in UK, they will take care of your 3 square meal until you have a job. You are academics, they will take you to school. When you now start working later, you will be paying back government small. What do you do? Can't say you're not going to school because of there's no money. No, unless you are lazy. But before God, God calls them foolish. Say only a fool say there's no God. Bill Gates, isn't not rich? The Bible calls him a fool. He says there's no God. He's from Bill Gates. I mean, at least, you understand? The US. He said there's no God. He's a fool. That's so sentimental. He's just there. So, to have a blessed nation is not a function of Bible knowledge. It's not a function of tongues. Tongues cannot build a nation. I'm sorry. Tongues can make men to be at peace with one another. Funny enough, all the tongues you have tonguing, if you don't back up with tongues, with an addict
to preach the gospel, people will not be better. You are convinced that the world can have free course. How can God stop? Let me say it very clear. How can God stop Boko Haram from tormenting us? We pray in tongues. The tongues will give crucial free course. The guys, they will preach to them, and they will be saved. They will stop. That's it. It's not that the tongues will just cause one supernatural one. No. The tongues will give the gospel a free course. Now, if you are praying like that man in Canaan, if you are praying that type of prayer, maybe you can get a different result. Maybe. As a reason, I say maybe. Praise God. But if it is tongues, tongues is the redemptive language. You cannot kill a man by tongues. If you pray in tongues and somebody dies, you are not speaking tongues. It's redemptive. Hallelujah. That's the Lord. We can discuss it. So can the Bible be wrong? So 2 Timothy 3:15. As usual. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So just reset your mind like that, just in service. And from a child, thou hast known, please pay attention. I will ensure you understand these things today. Just clear like that. And from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Look at the Bible, it's recorded right now. From a child, you have known the words, holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible, the Holy Scripture, will make you what? Wise to understand what? Which type of salvation? Salvation through faith in the Bible itself is not even consistent in learning salvation by works. If you are honest, you cannot honestly teach salvation through works of Moses in this Bible. Because in the same law of Moses, you will see some people that are justified without works. E.g. Rahab, right? E.g. Joshua, Caleb. Even Moses himself, he said, don't marry outside Israel. He went and got a fine babe from another tribe. I don't know how these things are saying. You must marry your clan. They are killing you. Explore! Sell out! Don't have that mindset. He has made all nations of one blood. Christ Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Why are you saying I don't marry from my... Some people like Boogie, they will not even say only from my city, from my village. What is that? From, in fact, the house of the peasant must be a stone throw from my father's house. And you see, I have that subtle mindset of Christianity. There was that common fallacy there. I put it, remember, on Facebook, right? I said, they have told us that any lady from the south, they are what? They are just wayward. Say, but the decent ladies, they are the Yoruba ladies. They work like this. They are good. And we know that although we like our scarf, we like long skirts, but seller. Okay. So don't have that type of mindset. Okay, you can find a good person anyway. It's about personality, not about tribe. It's smarter than that by now. At this point, it's 2018 years at AD. 2018. That's a long time for you to still have this. That's why all this Biafra and everything, all this separation to be difficult. Because intermarriage is too much. Where are we to start from? When you want to greet your in-law, take this out. We should have done it. Take. Now it's late. Not too late anyway. It's late. And we are going to enter Onisha now. We are getting visa. Onisha. So we are going to Alaba. Alaba will now become the mini Onisha. I mean, Alaba will be the embassy of Onisha in Lagos. I mean, let us work in love. Let us just finish up. But, like I said, I'm not a political I'm a pastor. Second Timothy, 2:15. Are you there? So from he said, from a child. Think about that. From a child. You have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So I was saying salvation, I mean the Bible, you cannot preach that you're sowing and reaping. That you're, if you don't sow, you don't get. Doctors, are you okay?
Okay, fine, I'll be fine.
See, that your salvation, that your, if you don't tithe, you will not be blessed. You cannot preach it successfully from the Bible. I mean, you cannot preach it holistically. Because you see somebody like Jabez. What did Jabez sow? He prayed. Why? God is good. So if you are saying the way to blessing is Isaac sowed in the land, that was Jabez there. He didn't sow anything. He was blessed. What did David sow? For him to become a king? Nothing. He was in the jungle. Hallelujah. So the only thing, because you will not find one man justified by works. So the only thing that can be consistent from Genesis to Revelation is salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Write it down. That salvation through faith in Christ Jesus is the only consistent fact in the entire Bible. It is consistent. You will find that in every book. In Genesis, so much of them. Noah was not justified by his works. After the flood, he messed up. We saw it. But God did not count it to his ledger. In Exodus, we have examples. We had Moses. In Numbers, Leviticus, we had Joshua. Deuteronomy, we had Joshua. We had Caleb. In the book of Judges, we had several. We had Samson. Samson. Even Samson was later killed because he gave into condemnation. He has been worse all the days of his life. He has always been worse. Of course, maybe they deal with angels too. Amen? I don't forget. Let me see you of that angel that was talking about Wednesday. Praise God. So, consistently in the Bible, salvation through faith. Now, it's not from a child. That is good to understand this from when? From a child. Is good. Not like if you have an opportunity to have a church like this, do your best. Pay your tithe here. Invest in it. When your mates are now crying and we are quiet to the fire in the next 10 years, you don't be looking at them. You have taken this time to also soak it, to soak in redemptive reality. You take in, this is not 1st and 2nd Samuel. You take in 1st Samuel, you take in 2nd Samuel, even after you take in what activity again. You just take it in. You keep taking it in. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say take it in. Say take it. Say back. Hallelujah. Like, I'm saying on page 2. So, scriptures behind the Greek word is what we call grammar. Write that down this time. G-R-A, I think only Juliet understands this thing in my church. G-R-A-N-N-A. Grammar. Grammar means a written document. Please write this down. I'm telling you this. It means a written document. It means a sacred learning. Hallelujah. A sacred learning. So, write this down also. The content of the Bible is able to make you smart astonishing salvation. The content is not saying everything inside the Bible is salvation. It's saying but the intention, the content, the information inside this Bible is able to make you smart concerning in explaining salvation.
The content, the details. Hallelujah. Smart as touching salvation. Expert in explaining salvation. The man of God will understand so that he can teach others, not himself. Please, I beg you. I say this to you by the Spirit of God. Every week, learn to teach out what you learn. Every week. This week now, these two topics. Find somebody, kidnap anybody. If you didn't see anybody, come back to me. Come and teach me, please. But you must teach somebody. It will make you, it will solidify you. That's why you have WhatsApp. Stop unnecessary. And some people on Facebook. See, this that is chatting. I'll say I. How are you?
I'm fine.
How are they?
Fine.
How's the family? They're okay. How is ministry too?
Fine.
Okay. Tomorrow, I. How are they? How's family? Thumbs up. Every day. No, actually, there's something that I was talking about. Every day, she will ask after me. This is what I on Facebook. I. Until one day, I said, what is your persuasion about this?
I think I'm working in a church. I sing.
Is that what you are talking about? I think you say you are following me on Facebook. Is that what you follow me for? What do you want to be the man of God? It's people that know me very well. People like Inyoluwa and Dress. If you write good money, sir, and you write, how was your night? Or how was your day? Are you okay? How else do you want my day to be? Because all this time, I just write trust. How are you? Trust. Where's me on the trust? If you trust, I will be fine. I don't have me. Trust, they will be fine. My wife has no money. She has not run away. If you trust. Hallelujah. I mean, it's trust. So, Julia will come here and be saying, I'm to the fire. I say, brethren, Baba, I'm sorry, but I think God is pulling us through. You know, I don't know. So, why are you asking? If you know me, you cannot ask me. You're asking me how was. How is my net? Okay, I did have bad dream. I should tell you that. Just go straight to the point. That's our greeting. We greet by the word, okay? Just come, shout the word straight. Baba, where is me of this? I did this. Father, don't tell me. Doxology, so doxology. What's that? Verse 1 Timothy 2 verse 3. Hallelujah. He just goes straight to the point. Don't be entertained on the unnecessary things. Greeting machine. So now, true faith which is in Christ Jesus. 16:17. Sorry, before 1 Timothy 2, quickly rush back to where we are studying. So don't forget, 15 is talking about the content of the Bible. But what is in 16:17? Are you there? Can we take it to Galatians 16? Yes? All scripture is given by the words. What is the people of that one? Graphe, right? 16 is graphe. 15 is grammar, right? What is grammar? The information. But 16 is what? Graphe. What is graphe? The book. The book is given to you by the words. Inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for lesson, reproof, lesson, correction, lesson, that the man of God may be perfect. Thoroughly furnished unto. Let's first see those good works. Which good works will he make you ready for? Verse 3 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. Now, I'm sorry, Sally is not always like this, actually. I'm sorry. I have to prepare you for this like this for people that maybe they need special. I'm sorry, and if you think they are currently working on the water systems, all the toilets will be back and forth very soon. Okay. Verse 3. Want to go? For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Verse 7 now. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher, an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ. Am I not a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity? Say, teaching is a good work. Matthew 28, I'm fast, don't worry. Matthew 28, verse 18. Don't get tired of opening your Bible. As long as you are opening, you are reading, you are saying after that, you will be blessed. You will not get tired. Matthew 28, verse 18. Come on. Matthew 28, verse 18. Yes? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. 20. Teaching them. Say teaching. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always until the end of the age. Write this down. Do you want to teach them? Is that Greek word metituo? M-A-T-H-E-T-E-U-O. 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 It means to disciple people. Go and make people disciples. You will teach them, you will school them, you will nurture them up. Teaching them. People must be saved via preaching and teaching. I remember there was a time when I was in school, I called some people out to come and receive Christ, and they came out. Very funny. I just laid down on all of them. You just fell down. That's how they received the Christ. You don't give Christ by impartation, not by laying of hands, not by declaration, but by people must be saved by preaching and teaching. No man. I think we had a deal. Yeah. Because one contest was among them then. I just because it's positive of power, just to show him. Yeah, all the fell down. They came to receive Christ. So. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So, the preacher's authority to save man is the teaching of the word. To preach the word, that's your authority to save man. People must be saved through much teaching. Teaching all nations. Baptize them to me. With the word. Soak them in the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say teaching. Say teaching. Matthew 17, Acts 17, verse 1. The preacher authority to save is not in his anointing. If his brother, sir, what's the name again? Bible. Peppers. Good. If Rabbi Peppers will verbalize the gospel to a man and Pastor Kumuyi also preach the gospel to another man, once it is the gospel, one will not be more saved than the other. We must stop. See, gospel is the confines of the Savior. The preacher's duty is just to present the message accurately. Present the message, Jesus does the rest. Know your pastor and know your Savior. They are different. I cannot take the glory of the Savior. That is why it is wrong to pray for anybody that your sins be forgiven. It is wrong. Of all prayer, your pastor cannot, should not pray that God forgive you. Who is he? He too needs forgiveness. Every man needs forgiveness. Kindness of the Savior. Hope of nations. Amen. Savior is the one that moved the mountain, not the pastor. Get me right. Pastor is to tell you what the Savior did. Forgiveness of sin is not the duty of the pastor. The duty of the pastor is your deliverance from the appetite of sin, which is what teaching our salvation part 14. Is that clear? The pastor will teach you what the Savior has done so that the reality of your new nature will be expressive in your life. But that's tingonga. Forgiveness, righteousness, Holy Ghost, Savior, nobody. I answer, I cannot die for yourself. You know, in the Old Testament, the man, for you to be an high priest, you must die on their feet. You know that high priest is as good as dead in that temple. Hallelujah. So anyone that cannot die for you cannot forgive you. So you can give people the knowledge of forgiveness, but you cannot pray for them to be forgiven. Is that clear? Is that clear? Okay, any question on that? Anybody? No time. Okay, good. Yes? A sin unto death. Sin unto death, right? In this church. Salvation part what? Part what? Now look for it. Maybe part 8 or something. Go and study it again. If you are now, we answer. Ask something, sorry. Come on, don't get tired. Batani, you are tired. Come on. I've missed you for a long while. So sit down. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. Acts 17, verse 1. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolia and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath day, reasoned with them out of the scriptures. How many Sabbath day? 3. Is it just a spiraling message? 3 Sabbath day. What was he doing? Verse 3. Opening and alleging that Christ must need have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. Can you see 3 Sabbath day to say this? 3. Hold you. No one else, I'm up. 3 Sabbath days. See, that's from verse 4. And some of them believed and consulted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greek a great multitude, and of the chief men not a few. Verse 5. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the bazar sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on uproar, and assaulted the house of Jesse, and sought to bring them out to the people. Now, see, I'm going to verse 6. Verse 6, want to go, yes? And when they condemned us, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers. Obviously, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come either also. What did they do? Say they turned the world out upside down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go to verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, right? That means they are people that are of high class. They live in Jerusalem, they live in Gorinpa and the rest. So it's not saying they know how to open Bible, but they were noble. But in that they was received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Verse 12, once you go, therefore many of them believed. Also of the which you are Greeks and of men, not a few. Go to Romans 10, verse 5. Now the way that Acts 17:10 looks like, it looks like they are noble because they received. Well, I didn't think so. Yeah. So I look at this letter from the Greek. Romans 10, verse 5. Read your Bible. I'll be done quickly if you are following like this. Good. Let's do this. Yes? For Moses described the righteousness which is of the Lord, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in your heart, who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith he, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am going to verse 14. Want to go, yes? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without? So write this down. The preacher is to keep explaining the details of the death, burial, and resurrection to men until they believe. People must believe because of too much teaching. Not because of miracle service, though. After you got them here, what must you do?
sit them down, teach them like this. Salvation may not, I'm sorry, you can say everything today. Somebody may not believe. He may like your sermon, like your church. He may simply be short on faith. Next, that is why, like in this church now, I think at least in a week, there's no way we are not going to study salvation. We don't look at our Jesus, we look at our salvation every week. So, because somebody can come to church and escape without salvation. Are you with me? Praise God. Andrew, don't faint. Stay there. Just hanging there. Hallelujah. I wrote it here in this church. I said, a lot are in this church today and they are not saved because they don't know what it takes to be saved. A lot of people are in church. They are not saved because they don't know what it takes. And it's sad. How can somebody that has been in church for 50 years go to hell? And it's possible. If he doesn't know what it takes, you don't know you can't be saved, because when you believe in the resurrection of Christ, that same thing happens to you. As you are believing in his resurrection, you become raised from the dead, from spiritual death, by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Are you with me, brethren? You become raised from by the Holy Ghost. Like I told you, the resurrection of Jesus is the what? He came out. Was it the question yesterday? What's the resurrection of Jesus? His spirit was living hell to where? To his body, right? If you don't put spirit, hell, and body, you have missed it. Those three words must be there. Spirit, hell, and body. Not that he came out of the grave. His spirit living hell and came back to his body. That was the resurrection of Jesus that saved us. Hallelujah. But what is the own resurrection? We receive the words, the spirit. Hallelujah. So, think, now listen to me. So therefore, now there is something that that we try to do by water baptism, which is not too bad. They said that when we do water baptism, what happens? You are dead with Christ, right? Now you are what? Alive with him, raised with him. Well, it's okay, but in redemption, it is the spirit of Christ that will take you through the death, burial, and resurrection. It's spiritual. When a man believes the gospel, the spirit of Christ in him will take him through the events of the gospel. So because you have received the Holy Ghost, you can say, I am what? Dead with Christ. I live with him. Is that clear? Maybe I'm not serious. Anyway. Go, see Agrippa, Acts 26. Acts 26. See Agrippa. 30 minutes, I'll be done. Acts 26:26. And the king knoweth of these things before, whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. 27, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest the prophets. 28, want to go? Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a... So what was Paul doing? Persuading. So that would mean Agrippa is not yet what? Fully persuaded. So what should Paul do more? Paul should look for more avenue to keep persuading Agrippa. See the next verse. And Paul said, Baba, I want to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am. I send these bonds. So, persuasion, teaching. You can tell somebody today, let me say now, you can tell somebody about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Do you believe? He can say he believes. I didn't believe. That is why when you see him tomorrow, what must you mention again? Death, burial. If you are teaching tongues, what must you put as an interlude there? Death, burial, and resurrection. If you are teaching the things of the Spirit, what must be there? Death, because that is the key. Somebody may just agree, may not believe. Okay, I agree with you. Just do. Let's go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me, brethren? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. The authority to save is the accurate explanation of the scripture.
death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus from the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Please be fast, open fast. I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you believe in vanities, in vain. Verse 3, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, and that what? Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the... Hallelujah. Say the scriptures is authoritative about things that pertain to man's salvation. Say the scriptures is authoritative in salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man and salvation, that's the Bible. Man and salvation. Authoritative. So therefore, what must not be absent in any evangelistic sermon? The words, the resurrection of Jesus. It must not be absent. You cannot preach a successful message without talking about Jesus raised. Because we looked at how many sermons are in the book of Acts. Remember? How many sermons? Come on, we have done it before here. I did this, I just did it again. Over 10 or 11 sermons. The book of Acts. Everything has the reality of his resurrection. You know what I didn't really agree with was Acts 7 of Stephen. That one, we only found this more at the end. Well, it was more of historical. We don't discuss Bible history without talking about his resurrection. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah. So now, please write this down. So in the Bible, we will find the following things. We will find who is man. Write it down. In the Bible, we will find these following things. We will find number one, who is man? Number two, who is the Savior? Number three, what is salvation? Four, why is salvation? I'll take it again. Who is man? Who is the Savior? What is salvation? Why is salvation? Salvation from what? Then salvation unto what? Then who is the saved man? Can I take it again? Number one, who is man, right? Number two, who is the Savior? Three, what is salvation? Four, why salvation? Five, salvation from what? Six, salvation unto what? Seven, who is the saved man? So, the Bible is to explain these things. The Bible is not authoritative in finance, in business, in entrepreneurship, but salvation. So, back to 2 Timothy 3:16. Go back there. Our lives belongs to the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is forever. He lives in me. I live in him. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Now, are you with me? So what is scripture here? Graphe, right? What is not graphe? The book. The entire material. So, write this down. Graphe is a compilation of grammar. Grammar is the Greek word for the scripture in verse 15. The Greek word for the scripture in verse 16 is graphe. We need this Greek word to explain. You know, if you know me, you know, I don't always give you Greek words just to bamboozle you. But there are some that we have to look at it, or else you will not get it. But just this scripture, they are different in where it was written from. One is talking about the information inside, the other one is talking about the book. Why I love to make this distinction is that at times I tell somebody that, when he said the soul that's nature died, he said, but it's the Bible now. And the Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. No. So, in the Bible, we have utterances. Pay attention. Are you with me? Now, graphe is the compilation of grammar. Are you listening? So God told people to document graphic. Not that God spoke all the grammar. God told somebody to compile, keep compiling. Let me say it this way. We have words that are spoken by the inspiration of God in the Bible. That means we have grammars, that is the information, right? We have grammars that are by the inspiration of God in the Bible. We also have words, grammars that are not by the inspiration of God, where? In the Bible. Devil spoke in the Bible, right? Man spoke in the Bible. God now told someone else to write it down. Are you with me? E.g., if you look at the book like 1 Samuel, who do you think God inspired to compare 1 Samuel? Is it Samuel? Think. Could it be Samuel? No, because even the book spans beyond the age of Samuel, right? So, that verse 16 is not talking about Samuel. It's talking about the person that God told to compile. Things were happening. David and Goliath were fighting. God was telling somebody else, write down everything. Is that clear? So that you can have a book, because that in those ages, they don't know right from wrong. So they will have to give you a raw material for the new creation to come one day and explain. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Are you flowing? Are you flowing? Okay. Good. So, Elijah killed people. God said, write it down. It's not saying, it's not written because it is God's will. Because even the people in those days, they cannot even explain what is God's will. But they can hear, write it down. Good things, write it down. The Spirit of God left Saul, and the evil Spirit of the Lord enter Saul, write it down. Is it written because it's correct? No. It is written so that it can be explained. Is that clear? Do you understand now? Thank you, sir. So, God told Saul to write the whole thing down so that in years to come, someone else will explain. So, all scripture are given by the inspiration of God means, write this down, it means that God ensured we have a raw material to work upon. God ensured that we have a raw material to work upon. God ensured that we have a Bible to explain salvation from. So it is an error to explain salvation through experiences, through dreams, through visions, through other books, but the Bible alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible, your vision must confirm. Sorry, your vision may only confirm what is written. Your vision cannot speak against what is written. That would mean if I have a vision, a dream, and the dream is in synchronization with the word of God, is in italics with the word of God, then I can share the dream. But the day I have a dream that is against the word of God, what do? I discard the dream. Say the Bible is authoritative in salvation. Now, analysis of the book. So how do you categorize the book in the Bible? Just 15 more minutes, I'll be done, all right? How do you categorize the books in the Bible? Now, these books will be categorized based on three things. The categorization of the Bible will be based on, number one, the state of man. Number two, man's relation to salvation. Number one, the state of man. Number two, man's relation to salvation. Number three, the clarity of the message. How do we categorize the books in the Bible? We are going to categorize it because in the what? based on number one, the state of man. Okay, let me say this. If you want to categorize Bible based on the state of man, it will be how many parts? Who is smart here? Two parts. One part will be from Genesis to where? Genesis to where? Let me catch it. To ask where? Ask where? Acts 2 verse 1. Hallelujah. And from Acts 2 verse 1 to Revelation to be what? Another category. So that is to categorize Bible based on the state of man. Number 2, I say you can categorize based on what is man's relation to salvation. How they related with salvation. I will leave that for today. Not today. You know, I think I said we can categorize based on the clarity of the message. This is the one we are going to spend time upon. It's too much, right? You know that Genesis is in a world of his own. Exodus or Deuteronomy, a world of his own. David himself, David as a man, is in his own world. He has a clarity, right? Are you with me, brethren? But the epistles, they are somewhere. They are here. Hallelujah. So Luke 24. Thank you. You are getting it. That's good. That's good. You know, when we did when we started biology? Yeah, it should be biology. When we are doing plant and animal kingdom, when we are doing classification of is it animals, we do classification based on species, based on phylum, class, order, family. Jesus has been. Hallelujah. So you can categorize based on also vertebrate and invertebrate. Can you categorize based on people who give birth and who lay eggs? Mamas and. So the same human being, the same animal kingdom, based on different. And they're not the same, but man is just an higher animal. Rubbish. That is where it now contradicts the world with the Bible. We are the crown of God's creation. Praise God. Luke 24, verse 13. Is the other animals that tried, that whoever created them, created it with his own. Do you get that? I just explain something Jesus to you now. It is the other animals that whoever created them, you should know the person, I don't have to say it here now. Whoever created them with his own words. Not with his own, not knowledge, with his own words. Shape now. And with his own biology. He used his own biology to us. He find his own form, right? To create. Not that we are the one in there. I just cut out evolution just now. Okay, Luke 24, verse 13. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, I think we read this yesterday, but that is not here. Let's read it again. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 84 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they commune together and reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one with another as you walk and you are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered me and said, are you a stranger in Jerusalem? You don't know what has come to pass. Verse 19, and he said unto them, what things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in word and deed before God and all the people? Now you are calling me a prophet, you don't know him. And how the chief priests and our fathers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he who should have redeemed Israel. Beside all this, today is the third day since they were done. 22. And yea, certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. 23. And when they found not his body, they came saying, they had also seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. And certain of them, of which were with us, went to the sepulchre and found it even so. The women said, so as the women said, but him they saw not. 25, 1, 2, go! To believe all that the prophets hold on. Now, see this way. They made the first blunder. They say he's a prophet, right? Later, he came out from the dead. They said he didn't believe. Now, Jesus told them himself all through when he was alive, right? He told them that I will die, I will be raised from the dead. They didn't believe. But when Jesus was scolding them, he was scolding them for not believing what the prophet said. He didn't say, of not believing, why don't you believe what I'm telling you since? That would mean what Jesus was telling them all this while was for them to believe in the prophets. That is why he will always quote the prophets. Some people say this great story, they don't quote old story, they only quote Ephesians. Hey, listen to what I'm saying, you understand? So, that is why he now said in this verse, you are fools. You don't believe the prophets. Remember Matthew 12, 32? Say, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, so also will the Son of Man will be what? 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Praise God. That would mean he used the experience of Jonah to explain his own reality. So if they have been dutiful with the Bible, they will know that Jesus will only spend how long in the grave? 3 days. So normally on that third day, there should be a party. Everybody should be waiting for the Savior. But how many was waiting?
No one.
No one. Oh, it was sad, yeah? No one. She was there to embark him. I mean, she brought what? Formalin. To embark him for that. He has let him die very well. Nobody was there. But anyway, she was there. But nobody was there to say, welcome, Savior. You have saved us. Nobody was there. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, he came out. You know, if it's somebody like Bartolo, he will just get up and say, go back to heaven. You will not see me again. I died for you. I was in here for you. And I came, and there was no feast to welcome my arrival. And there was no red carpet. Not one. Oh, glory. So they qualified. These guys, they fit. What Jesus said was not ash. They fit it. They were fools. So verse 25, all fools and slow of us. You made yourself slow. You could not reason through. Like Pastor Yolani will say, to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Verse 26, want to go? All but Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory. 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So he explained himself from where? Moses and all the prophets. Why did he say Moses than all the prophets? Because Moses is a big principality to them already. So before the Jews, Moses is a category. Moses also was a prophet, but he was a prophet of prophets. In fact, Moses symbolized was the law. Now come in there. So these guys are trying to picture Jesus from his earthly experience. He rebuked them for focusing on his experience and not on the scriptures. The Savior cannot be known from experience, scriptures alone. Romans 16:25. The Savior cannot be known from experience. You can't know Jesus from experience. Let me know somehow we'll be done. Think just refuse to finish. I don't know why the thing is this much. Romans 16:25. Are you with me, brethren? Now to him who is of power to establish you according to my... You're not there. Come on, be there so we can finish. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of who? Jesus Christ. According to the revelation of the mystery, which was Romans 16:25. You are taking me back. And Andrew is getting hungry. Is that American today? I don't see you every day. Your name is Andrew Livestream. I'm becoming popular.
Hallelujah. I think if that would be the first one, ask Miss Andrew. Hallelujah. Are you with me? No, you can literally, if you listen to it, I think if you know 10 people in my church, you know Tola, you know Joshua, you know Buki, you know Rejoice, you know Buki, you know Abib. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, Romans 16, verse 25.
Now, want to bless you together, yes? Now, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, of mystery, which was kept straight for you since the word. So, what is the gospel of Paul? When Paul said my gospel, so do I have the right to say me to my gospel and the gospel is something else? So, what is the gospel of Paul? So that and there, like we know, it's not always a conjunction, right? At times it's an explanation. So to establish you according to my gospel, which is the preaching of Jesus Christ. Say Paul's gospel is not about Paul, it's about Jesus. Okay, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Verse 26, but now it's made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets. According to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience. So Paul explained Jesus by the scriptures. Paul explained Jesus to them by the scriptures, not by experiences, not by visions. The people that Jesus spent 3.5 years to explain everything to, somebody that was not there all through was the one that gave us 2/3 of the New Testament. People who saw Jesus physically, they could not talk about Jesus. But somebody that never saw Jesus physically, but saw Jesus from the book, from Isaiah, from Psalm, he was able to explain it better. Say scriptures is key, not experience. So, see that Luke 24, like we are reading, 36. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Follow. Don't trip off right now. As they don't speak, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. 37, and they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. 38, and he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Has not behold my hands and my feet, and it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. Are you there? See verse 40. And when he has thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, have you any meat? And they gave him a piece of bread fish and of honeycomb, and he took it and did it before them. So in heaven, are we going to eat? Yes. Hallelujah. How can I be in heaven without eating? Shamba, right? Hallelujah. So now, think about it, and don't listen to me here. All he did was a physical proof of his resurrection. So he said, touch my hand, it's me, I'm not a spirit. Let me eat. Give me food. He ate before them, right? To a physical proof. But Jesus did not stop there. See the next word, verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, in the psalm concerning me. Then open ye their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, thus it behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and the repentance and cancellation of sins he preached in his name among all nations, beginning. So it is not that physical proof they must hold on to. That is not what they must keep announcing. That is why Jesus did not show himself to the old Jerusalem. The physical proof will not solve anything. This guy, Lazarus even died too now, came out after many days? 4 days. He didn't change anybody. It is to explain that resurrection from where?
the scriptures. Hallelujah. The picture of Jesus is powerless. The name of Jesus is powerful. Hallelujah. Not the scripture, not the pictures. Not the picture. I didn't know who snapped Jesus 2,000 years ago, kept it somewhere, and we are able to know that was Jesus. Hey, he's serious. Do you know what I'm saying? I didn't know if you get it. Don't worry. Acts 1:1. The scriptural proof. The believer must hold on to scriptural spiritual reality. Don't hold on to rituals, right? No, scriptures. The proof of his resurrection, scriptures. Acts 1:1. The former traitors have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he has chosen. Verse 3, where to go? To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things that pertain unto the. So, focus, the being seen of him 40 days, of them 40 days, was what? The physical proofs. What was the scriptural proof there? He was speaking to them, teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. That was what scriptural. The believer must hold on to what? Scriptural. See 1 Corinthians 15. 15 verse 6. Scriptures. We explain the resurrection of Jesus by scriptures. We don't say, brother Tommy, next time you are traveling, ensure you get to Jerusalem. Go and put your foot where Jesus, by the wall here and the tomb of Jesus. And as you do that, you will see your breakthrough. No! People are still paying money to become JP. And the JP himself said, the word is near thee in your mouth. The JP is here. He went to Jerusalem. You can become JP right now. Everybody, JPs. Everybody. Without travel. Joshua. Hey. Hallelujah. Senior JP. SJP. So, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present day, but some are falling asleep. Believers sleep, they don't die. Verse 7. After that, he was seen of James, then of the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Verse 9. Want to go? For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Hallelujah. So Paul, how did Paul labor than they all? Yes, he didn't see Jesus physically. But I'm not sure if Paul saw Jesus physically at all. But he was the one that was able to what? Explain Jesus the most. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 10, 39. I'm fast now, so I can close. Acts 10, 39. Oh, glory to God. Say Jesus by the scriptures. Acts 10, 39. And we are witnesses of all this, all things, which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 40. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which is ordained of God to be the judge of the quick. Hallelujah. Let's to John 20. John 20. So he didn't show himself to all people, yet he wants all people saved. Think about it. I think if it is just to, brother, are you with me? Says me, are you getting that? If it is just to believe that Jesus came out of the grave, he should just go and stand in the center of what? Jerusalem, right? See me, I am out of the dead. Of what? Okay. Of the grave, right? See me. I think they would believe like that, but he said no. He only showed himself to a few people, so those ones can be convinced. They will now carry that conviction to dig out scripture. If all
all you saw was physical Jesus in the dream, you are not saved. You must believe in the Jesus that was spoken in the scripture. Not Jesus by experience, Jesus by what? Scripture. Are you getting the difference? I say it again. Jesus would have made the evangelism easier just to appear before Pilate. See me. Ah, you came out. I came out. Do you believe right now?
I believe.
Then go again. Go appear before. You don't make it easy. Hey, Jesus, please, come, can you appear in Kubwa today? Just appear. Wah! Everybody is saved. Hallelujah. No. Salvation. That is why 1 Corinthians said how Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. I was buried, I rose again today according to the scriptures. It's different. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not experiences, not visions. Okay, I am rushing. We are John, right? John 20:24. But Thomas, one of these things we create for you, everybody. Let's focus. One of the 12 called Didymus was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after he did, just you know, come and say, Thomas, not believe. Even just believe, go appear. No, 8 days. After 8 days, again, that was what I would do. And Thomas was there. Then came Jesus, and the door was shut. He entered, that's our glorified body, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. 27. Yeah, then say, Thomas, put your hand where you want to put it. Beyond my hands and reach the other thy hands and thrust it into my side and be not faithless but believing. 28. As loud as you can. Read, yes. And Thomas answered, my Lord. Amen. Now 29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, believe in Jesus by the scriptures. So, from Luke 24 now, we are going to see the scripture can be carefully divided, splitted for the sake of understanding. Rabbi, you can come up. Number one, the first division of the Bible, we have Genesis. Write this down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we are strong. We are strong in what you have done for us.
We are strong in what you have done for us. So now we have Genesis. Genesis is a book of beginnings. That is where things began. And it's up, please write that down. Write that down. What is Genesis? A book of what? Beginnings. Where things began. So in Genesis, you see the origin of man. You will see the origin of sin. You will see the origin of man, the origin of sin, the origin of faith. What is sin? The first man that sinned, what did he do? No, that is key. Today we define sin by different things. But the first thing that God called sin, what was it? Imagine in Genesis. Then what did God do to him? What did God do to the first man that sinned? It will allow us to know what God does to the sinner. Hallelujah. When Adam sinned, what did God do? He brought a sacrifice. He made a promise to save. He covered them with coats of skin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You will understand God's perfect idea by carefully looking into that book. Before everything else came, before the law came, before man's ignorance, everything, you will understand clearly. You can preach salvation successfully from where? Genesis. The first sinner that was declared righteous, how come? We're writing down. The first sinner that was declared righteous, how come? In fact, a man like Cain that was caused, in quotes, what did God do to him? I would say God placed a mark upon him. So that was, nobody should kill him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, there was no law in the book of Genesis. But yet, we had the origin of the law there. We will find it out in this series. So,
This book covered over the first 2,500 years of man's creation. The book of Genesis. Because I think from creation to Noah's flood was almost how many years? 2,000. There are over 500 years between when the between after Noah to when Abraham, then Jacob, when they went into Egypt. So don't forget Genesis 1 to 3, from chapter 1 to chapter 3, was by a vision. Moses, the author of Genesis, was not there. So he must have seen Genesis 1 to 3 by a vision. But from chapter 4 to chapter 51, we can intelligently say he documented that, he knew that by oral tradition. He had been passing it from age to age. So but who documented it? Moses. So was Moses alive in Genesis? No. But how did he write it? Through a vision and what? Oral tradition. Number two, we add Exodus to Deuteronomy. Exodus to Deuteronomy, also known as the law of Moses. At times, you just see Moses said. Seeing Moses said, he's talking about the law. Especially when Jesus was quoting. It's not about the personality of Moses, it's about his law. His ministry was the law. So Exodus to Deuteronomy. And technically from Exodus 20. Was the law that started when? When they left Egypt. That was when they were given the law. So there you find the commandments. You see the law. Then you see the commandments. They are different. The Ten Commandments, for instance, are they bad? No. Because what? He simply said, thou shalt not kill. He didn't say, thou shalt not kill or else you will die. Death was not added in Exodus what? 20. It was not there. Don't covet your nation's wife. He didn't say, or else something will happen to you. Don't, he didn't say, or else. It was later that death was added. So the words that Moses brought from the mountain, it has no death. So when we are saying the law, we are not talking about the Ten Commandments. The commandments are good. The only difference is that because Moses was not writing, he said, thou shalt not. But today, Jesus, by his spirit, is fulfilling that same commandments. How? In you. So I will. You remember? So you see who gave the law and the rest. Number four. Is it four right now? Or three? Three, right? Number three. The prophets, the major and the minor, the historical and the prophetic. In the prophet, you see the historical books, you see the prophetic books. Number four. I will not talk more on that right now. That's the law. You can get law and prophet by personal income. Explain that so much more. We're seeking to see some of that in this series. We'll be focusing on the Bible now. Number four, the poetic and the Psalms. Poetic and Psalms. I think a book like Job self should be in this category. Poetic, it looks poetic too, in a way. And Psalms. So, sacred songs of redemption. In that place, you find, Aristotle, don't get tired. Come on, just, I'm done. Huh? You see the sacred songs of redemption. You will find the state of man. Then write this down. In this book, especially, we find the agony of spiritual death. Nowadays, when I read the book of Ecclesiastes, I cry. That was the first book in the Bible that would make me cry. You see how man struggled to no avail. Man knew they were fighting a giant, they could not point to it. They knew that this God should be good, but they didn't see the devil that was behind the scene. They knew sin was the problem. I mean, they knew there was a problem. They knew it was sin, but they thought it was their sins. They never knew that it was a sin committed before them. Sin of Adam. Agony of spiritual death. A man tried to look for salvation, satisfaction in women, in riches, in gold, tried everything. They say, something is missing. Vanity. That means when you have everything and you lose the real thing, the everything becomes what? Meaningless. Vanity. But with little, but with Christ, satisfaction. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So in this book, you have Psalm, Proverbs, the book of the preacher, Songs of Solomon, and likely Job. Number five, we have the Gospels. We are dividing the Bible intelligently. The Gospels. What is Gospel? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I love this book so much. The Gospel is just more than a lifetime of Jesus. It's a book that God gave to us so that you can know that your Savior is a man. It's a proof of Jesus' humanity. Because angels cannot save man. If angels can save us, angels should have saved us since. You know, is it Jehovah's Witness or somebody? Is it a canker? I've forgotten that religion that said that Jesus is just an angel. And just appear and disappear. It's not an angel. Hebrews 10:10. But this man, after he has offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down. No, that is Hebrews 10:12. Hebrews 1 Timothy 2:5. There's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man. So how do we prove his humanity? We are the Gospels. That's what you must focus on there. So in the Gospel, we saw his birth. He was a normal birth, not supernatural birth. Normal delivery. We saw how he grew up. He didn't just, he grew up, he learned scripture. Every scripture Jesus quoted, he didn't come from heaven. He learned it. In fact, he was baptized by John. May I say this? Only men get baptized. You cannot baptize God. He was anointed by John. If you are God, God doesn't need anointing. Only man gets anointed. In fact, a man anointed him, John, as the head of the prophets. John came in the authority of every prophet before him to anoint Jesus into ministry. Says the man. In that magic Mark 4, on the sea, he was not pretending to sleep. He slept. Osunlo, there was storm. He slept. Why? He's a man. He was a man. Somebody was asking him that in his sleep, would the storm have captured the boat? Hallelujah. you want to go to hell? You want Jesus to die? to die of storm? But he was a man. He's a man. So that was what you must see in the Gospel. Beyond just the teaching of Jesus was not the ultimate. He told you himself in John 16, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot even be anything. The little I've said, you don't believe, but somebody is coming, he will teach you. Who is that somebody? The Spirit came in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number six, we had books, Acts of the Apostles. Oh, please never forget, this book is an eyewitness account. We had a book called Acts of the Apostles. Please write this verse under it. We are going to look at all this later. It's an eyewitness account. What do we mean by that? Acts of the Apostles means activities of the apostles. You will see the evolution of the church. People that all they knew before was Judaism. You will see how they translated into Christianity. Well, because of Acts 2, it was drastic. It was straight. Yet, there are things that happen progressively. So the book of Acts, actually, we don't use it as authoritative in doctrine. We'll see it later. We only teach doctrine from the book of Acts because all that epistle confirmed it. Are you with me? Praise God. Now, what we call the epistles was the explanation. That's number what now? Am I saying right? The epistles, don't write the epistle yet. Write Revelation. I'm saying on the book of Revelations. Revelation. It's a book of what? Of vision, right? So that is the man of called John in the island called Patmos that saw a vision of the new creation. A vision, eschatology, new heaven, new earth, saw everything, documented it. But because the book was in vision, things will be in symbols, types, shadows, not literal. Are you with me? So therefore, the book of Revelation, we treat it like the book of the prophets. We explain it. It's not, you cannot go to Revelation chapter 7 and say there's a beast, seven beasts, seven horns, and say, okay, next year a beast is coming with seven horns. No, they are symbolic. Okay, what book in the Old Testament was very similar to the book of Revelation? Daniel, right? The same way, Daniel in his book, he will see a vision, then he will, in another chapter, he will now discuss the interpretation. A book called Revelation is a book that we add the vision without the interpretation. So you don't take it literally. We take it intelligently. And of course, we can explain it by the word, by the Spirit of Christ. So it is inside you today, still looks somehow. But gradually, progressively, we see it all. So lastly, we add the epistles. I tell you the truth. The epistle was what God has been waiting for since Genesis chapter 3. Nobody knew why people were dying. People thought God was in charge of all the deaths. Nobody knew. People don't know. Imagine the book of Job. They never knew Satan. Imagine books like 1 Samuel. They say it is God that is putting evil spirits in people. So if God can kill, he can make alive, he does everything, he puts evil spirits in people, so what's the work of the devil? That means the devil is jobless, right? Until somebody like Paul came in Romans 5 verse 12. It says by one man that sin entered into the world. Nobody knew. They didn't know. The epistles was the... So it's therefore is the explanation of the Old Testament. So we don't interpret the epistles. We can still interpret the Old Testament today, but we don't interpret the epistle, we only explain it as it is. We only teach it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say the Bible. Say I'm a believer. Say I must know the Bible. Now, why did I read all this for you? Lastly, write this down. There is a mindset you must have in reading each book. E.g., when you are reading Genesis and you are seeing sin in Genesis, you must not take the idea of sin in Exodus like that sin. When you see sin in the epistles, it's not the sin in the law. When you see sin now in 1 John, it's not what you see in Romans 5. Are you with me? So there's a mindset you must have. Sorry, I think it should be the same. Sin in 1 John should be sin in Romans 5. I think they are the same. They are the same. So sin in the epistle is mostly unbelief. Sin in Moses is everything. Paul said, whatsoever is not of faith is what? Sin. Romans 14:23. But if you ask Moses, what is sin? Moses will tell you, thou shalt not. So you must have a specific mindset, separate mindset in reading each book. So in this series, you are going to study, you are going to understand how to read your Bible. Why? Because all those categories, they contain diverse degree of clarity. Diverse degree of clarity. Some are more clear than the others. In fact, you see a prophet at times, it will nyan well, then later it will misnyan. It will talk sense now, later it will go away. You are saying, is that possible? Yes, it's possible. Think about Peter in Matthew 16. He just spoke by the revelation of Jesus. Jesus was asking, who do men say that I am? He said, thou art Christ, son of the living God. And Peter responded that, you are the Christ, son of the living God. Just say, yes, spot on. See, flesh and blood has not revealed Jesus unto you, but the spirit of my Father that is in devil. Jesus said, okay, the son of man will be delivered unto the hand of wicked men, and will be crucified. The same Peter now said what? Be it far from you.
means Peter did not even understand what he just said. He just went left, now he's going right.
Why? The same thing you saw there, you will see plenty in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you are seeing stuff like, I have created evil, I do good. How can the same man create, do, okay, I do, Isaiah 45 verse 6, right? I created evil, I do good. I, the Lord, do all these things. I formed light, I created darkness, right? You formed light, you created darkness. I thought you formed light to cure the darkness. See, I must understand the Bible. So are you ready to know what is written? Are you ready? Thank you. So follow us carefully in this series. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Shevile roste gevile kastike padide. Are you ready to know what is written? Are you ready to know what is written? Are you ready to know? Are you ready to know? Come on, come on, pray, 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 pray. You are ready to know. You are ready to know what is written. Say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to know. I'm ready to know. To know what you have done for us. To know the clarity. Understanding of our salvation. To know how to interpret the Bible. From a child, you have known the only scripture who is able to make you wise. I will be wise unto salvation. Salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Pastor.
Come on, let's pray some more.